This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Tunnel Vision. I'm your host, Ryan Abraham. No, I'm not alone. I got someone else in the studio with me. We got Shotgun Spratlin over here, sitting to my left, which normally is not the case. But the special reason, it's not him. We always see him. You always see me. Look at this. We have the Branch brothers, Zion Branch, Zachariah Branch, here in studio, part of our House of Victory, I guess, tour of talking to all of the USC football players this fall. It's been a lot of fun, but this is the first time we have actual USC football players here in our studio in Redondo Beach. If you remember, I talked to Jalen Smith in person on campus, but mostly these have been remote. So, Zachariah, Zion, thank you guys so much for being part of this experiment, I guess, the first guys coming into the studio. So thank you for that.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you guys. Thanks for the opportunity. Love being out here.
Oh, this is great. Do you guys like the beach? You got to come to the beach?
Oh, yeah. We haven't been
to the one out here yet, but, you know, we've definitely been to the beach in California. We enjoy it, though.
Yeah. Get a chance to put your feet in the sand, man. Just have a good time. So, for sure.
We're in Redondo. Your mom knew the Shade Hotel, so she's, you know, I guess you guys have been down here.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely grew up in Hermosa Beach a lot as a kid. So, you know, it's not too far from Hermosa, so kind of familiar with the area a little bit, yeah. Especially my parents.
Really? Yeah, because that's where I live in Hermosa. So that's, you guys came to Hermosa a lot, like, growing up?
Oh, yeah, definitely. For sure. That was the spot every time we got a chance to get away, man.
Yeah. Definitely. We used to be out here a lot.
That's crazy that you live in there.
That's right, yeah. So we're two-thirds of a mile from my house here, just Redondo Beach. It's a real small little community, but that's awesome. Yeah, well, Shock and I are actually going to Vegas tomorrow to go cover USC basketball, so we're kind of swapping locales. But it was fun. Like, if you guys have not – if you haven't been out to Bishop Gorman, you got to go check it out. It is like a college campus. I came out to – I think I interviewed both of you guys, maybe Zion, you were just graduating, and Zachariah, maybe you were like a junior or something. Right. But that – yeah, coming from Bishop Gorman, man, that's a pretty special place.
No, yeah, right, that place is crazy, man. We got a cold tub, hot tub, and a weight room go straight to the field. So, you know, we had the whole nine, man. That was a fun place.
Yeah. You guys are probably used to the college experience even before you get to college because of everything you get from Bishop Gorman with the travel, the national schedule, and plus amenities you guys have. So how did that kind of give you guys a leg up just so you don't have that – you know, the big eye moment when you first arrive at campus and see, like, everything's a little bit bigger, a little bit – you guys kind of used to it. How do you think that kind of helped you guys when you first arrived?
Yeah, I think Bishop Gorman definitely did prepare us, not only on the things of athletically, but I feel like academically as well. You know, we had a strong system over there at Bishop Gorman. And going to the athletic side of things, I feel like our coaches did a great job, you know, preparing us for opportunities that will come. We had a lot of big atmosphere games, like you said, playing ranked teams early on. So I feel like that was definitely something that you know, helped us adjust. It's different in college. I mean, college is like 1,000 times crazier, I would say, from an atmosphere standpoint. But it definitely did help prepare us for sure.
The games get a little bit different, but, you know, the practices and everything, those are kind of, you know, facilities, all that seems a little bit similar with Bishop Gorman. But thank you guys so much for coming out. This is just a preview for you guys, or, you know, a first step, since we expect you guys to be in some studio shows, you know, with Fox and ESPN down the road.
Appreciate it, man.
So we'll get the first one. We can say we had the first one of you guys coming in studio.
Yes, sir.
Back in the day.
It's official.
It's great. And it is a really fun opportunity. I think all the players that we've talked to through this series – have enjoyed it because, you know, when we get to talk to you guys after a game or practice, it's like 5 minutes. So being able to sit down and, and chat for a while, get to know you guys more as people, it's been a lot of fun. So I do want to thank House of Victory. I'm going to put a little QR code up here. If you want to be part of House of Victory, donate, you're a USC fan and you want to help out student-athletes like Zachariah and Zion, you can do that over at House of Victory. And when I put up the individual shots of those guys, they'll be, the QR code will be up there as well if you want to check it out. But I know they've helped you guys out. Your parents are in the next room here coming in from Las Vegas for games. If you guys want to talk maybe about like how it's been helpful, I guess, for House of Victory working with you guys.
Yeah, it's been real helpful. You know, my parents, thankfully, get to fly out to all the games, home or away, and get to, you know, travel with us pretty much everywhere we go. So really thankful for that. You know, it's a big part. They've not missed either of our games since we were younger. So even since we both started playing sports. So it's been great to have them at every level come to our games. So, yeah, thank you to House of Victory for sure for that.
Now, was it a little bit different last year when with you being injured, Zach still playing in high school? Were your parents still getting out here a lot to see you? Or, you know, how was that working for you? Or you kind of get your first real time alone being on campus by yourself?
No, actually, they were coming to the games last season, too, even when I wasn't playing. So they came to every game, home and away games, too. So I just felt like, yeah, it was just thanks to House of Victory and, the things they have set up at USC to where all our parents can come to the games and, you know, enjoy the games from, you know, at the game instead of at home or anything like that, too. So it's really just a blessing for not only me and Zach, but the whole team as well.
Yeah, I was over yesterday before it was, well, I don't want to like date myself, but I will. It was my 30th reunion from USC. So I graduated from USC in 93, so a long time ago.
Congrats,
it was reunion weekend. Congrats, oh, thanks. Thank you. Yeah, degrees up there on the wall. in electrical engineering, very different than this. But they had a lot of stuff going on campus. It was a lot of fun. But I brought some of my classmates over to the House of Victory tailgate. So that was a great time, too.
Okay.
They work with the Rec Steakhouse, which is here in Redondo Beach, too. I don't know if you guys have.
Yeah, that's there. A spot right there.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
That's a nice
best
spot.
Best steak out here, for sure.
It's really good. And Brett Nealon, your you know, teammate from last year, he's working over there now, so
yeah,
that's cool.
That is pretty cool, yeah. I saw a couple of videos. Taj was over there. Shane was over there. I'm like, man, we got to slide back over there. Let's see, give me cook some, man.
Maybe next year, you know, you might be a part of the programming forum because they always have some of the guys go over there. You brought up Taj. Just real quick, just wanted to mention him. I love the fact that he's doing, you know, using his NIL to, you know, better other people with, you know, the salsa dance and everything. But Taj plays the same position as you, Zachariah. What have you learned from him on and off the field? He's a guy that's obviously, you know, older in college and also, you know, has been to a couple different spots, kid from Houston. So does it necessarily have the same track as you coming to USC? But, you know, what have you learned from him and, you know, seeing him excel so far this season?
Oh, yeah, Taj, that's my guy, man. I definitely want to thank him for everything that he's done for me. You know, up until this point, I mean, you know, usually coming in to college teams as a freshman, not so many guys usually, you know, would take in that younger freshman and kind of get him up to speed. But, you know, he did a great job, you know, teaching me the ins and outs of football, you know, far as the IQ standpoint as well, you know, just trying to get smarter as a player because, you know, the talent can only take you so far. So, you know, just helping me elevate my game in every aspect, even off the field as well. Just being a great person, a great friend for me, you know, just kind of telling me certain things that the directions that I should go in certain scenarios and things like that. So he's kind of a big role in my life for this university as well. So I'm definitely grateful for everything he's done for me. And I knew he was going to do everything that he's doing this season. I mean, I'm in there and practice every day with him. And, you know, he's such a special talent, such a special player, and he's an even better person. So, I mean, it's just great always being around him, seeing him cook it up. Yeah.
And you got to be a part of the first salsa touchdown celebration for him. That play call, the play design, everyone was you know, baffled, you know, excited about it, you know, Lincoln getting in his bag. When he comes to you guys with that play, what is your first reaction when he shows that play to you guys, whether it's in practice, whether it's on the whiteboard? What's kind of your first thought when you see something like that?
Yeah, my first thought when I saw it, I'm like, dang, we got a lot of moving pieces in this. But I was like, if we execute it right, then we could do it good. So You know, we practiced it in practice a couple times, made some little tweaks here and there. But we were real confident in the play. You know, Coach Riley, whatever he comes up with, you know, it's going to be something crazy. So I was really excited to see what it was going to be like in the game. And it just turned out perfect for our execution level on that play. So it definitely was exciting.
It looked interesting because there was a lot of times when you're doing a play, it seems like things have to go faster, but you guys were really patient. Like you running one, you know, you take the handoff, you're running one direction, you come back the other, sort of like this nonchalant, like, were you even looking when you tossed the ball back to Caleb? And then Caleb was just kind of like, he hands the ball off and was acting like, okay, the play's over for me. And then he backs up. It was like, it was kind of funny when you watch it about like, oh wow, these guys are really selling it. I don't know if you guys planned that or not.
No, we definitely did plan it, you know, to get the defense to, you know, shade to one side first before, you know, we get the pick action back. But I actually heard, like, the crowd when I pitched the ball, I heard the crowd like, oh. So I thought I messed up the pitch. I looked back like, did I mess up the pitch? And then, like, by the time I looked back, shoot, Taj was already catching it. But no, that definitely was something that we planned in practice. So it was cool to see it work out in the game.
Yeah, it was a very fun play call. And that's the fun part of Lincoln's offense is seeing some of those different designs. And you get to be a part of a lot of that. I mean, you've lined up in – I feel like about 97 different spots on the line, in the backfield, sure. H-back, a little bit of everything. Sure. And that play, there's so many things that could kind of go wrong. I mean, Caleb's got a little trash at his feet early with a defensive lineman coming through there. Taj sells it really well with his block. Right. Austin Jones does. And just all the pieces coming together. And that's what's really fun to watch when one of those does come together. So that one was fun to watch for sure. And, you know, we're looking forward to seeing what the next one involves in you because you attract so much attention that, you know, it seems like 60% of the time you're a decoy. The other times it's coming to you. But you attract so much attention that it makes those plays, you know, run smoothly because everyone's like, oh, where's one at? Where's one? And keep your eyes on one wherever he goes.
Appreciate that, man.
Zion, I want to kind of chat with you coming in. I mean, you know, everyone was excited to see you kind of getting some more run, you know, later in the season and kind of giving a spark to this defense. And, you know, then Lincoln Riley announced that you were going to be out for the season. If you just kind of want to give people sort of an update on what happened and what you've been doing and, you know, plans to get back out there.
Yeah, you know, fortunately, I got the chance to, you know, start versus Cal. The coach they gave me the opportunity to go out there and start, and it was great being out there with my teammates. You know, like I said, all thanks to, you know, Coach Grinch, Coach Riley, and the staff for giving me the opportunity. But, yeah, later, I think it was maybe second or third quarter, kind of tweaked. I got hit and tweaked my leg a little bit, but, you know, it's nothing too crazy, nothing that I can't handle. Just a little bit of adversity. And, yeah, I had a procedure on Tuesday, went in there and cleaned it up a little bit, but definitely feeling confident about, you know, where I'm at and heading into the spring feeling confident.
And you did say before it's not as serious as your previous knee injury. I think that's something that fans would love to hear.
Definitely.
Partly because of the timing of the season, right? You know, maybe if this happened the first game, you might be able to come back a little bit. Just, you know, but with it being later in the season, that's part of the reason why it's a season-ending injury for you, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely will be healthy for next season. Definitely.
So, you know, when you go through an injury, you know, is it different this year? You know, having Zach here, you guys living together, is it easier for you or do you believe it will be easier? I know you haven't really gone through it yet, but do you believe it'll be easier for you having him here as kind of your right-hand guy can help you out and do different things versus last year when you were kind of going through it a little bit on your own?
I just feel like we have a type of connection no matter where we're at. We just, you know, we push each other to get better each and every day, you know, no matter what it is. Even when I was away, I was, you know, we was FaceTiming, you know, all day, every day when we couldn't have, whenever we had time. So, and then now that we live together, it's just kind of like, you know, the same thing, but when we've been growing up. So I could just go next door to over his room, talk to him about whatever. He would do the same thing with me. So I just feel like that's just going to help us, you know, each and every week on week when, as we do go through our college seasons, I just feel like, you know, we help each other, push each other. You know, we both talk about each other's flaws and stuff like that too and help each other get better. So I just feel like, you know, having somebody like that, that's, you know, I'm related to and that close, so I can talk about anything is really just a blessing. And yeah, just really just thankful for that.
Zachariah, what's that support system been like for you? And, you know, having the older brother there when you come, you know, you get to USC and you have someone there kind of show you the ropes a little bit, you know, knows where the bathroom is, whatever. You just kind of knows all the lay of the land, I guess, before you get there.
No, yeah, definitely I'm grateful for that. You know, like he said before, we had that connection even when he was already up there and I was still in high school. But we both agree, we were like, it didn't feel the same, like us being in separate spots for that whole time. So I was like, yeah, I got to get up there and in the spring, you know, get acclimated to everything as well, of course, academically and athletically. But I was like, man, I got to get back up there with my dog, man. But it definitely is a blessing, you know, me and him just growing up, being close in age, always shared a room at first. So, you know, we just grew so close together. Our bond is something that's unbreakable, I feel like. And, you know, just like you said, pushing each other every day to become the greatest, whether it's academically, you know, cleaning up around the house or just something small. You know, we always just try to elevate each other every day. So, yes, sir.
Zion, I'm assuming it's got to be frustrating for you. You know, you finally get an opportunity to get in the starting lineup, getting more playing time, and for the injury to happen kind of then. You know, how do you deal with the impact or the fact that it comes right when you feel like you're finally getting your chance?
Honestly, you know, I just point it straight to God. You know, it's definitely his plan for me. You know, I believe in my faith. I have strong faith in God. So I just, you know, I just feel like, you know, everything that he's done for me in my life, you know, he hasn't steered me wrong. So I just, you know, going to continue to trust in God and trust his plan for me. But I definitely feel like, you know, greater things are coming out of this. And, you know, I just feel like the best is yet to come.
There's some kind of breaking news that happened today. We got word that that Alex Grinch, the defensive coordinator, was relieved of his duties. So USC sent out a release of that. I know, you know, we talked before you guys got in. You're not really usually around campus on Sundays because people are kind of doing their own thing. But any kind of like initial thoughts to that? I mean, you know, no one ever wants to see someone lose their job. Lincoln Riley obviously felt that they needed some kind of change. But any kind of thoughts on that transpiring today?
Yeah, I'll speak first just because, you know, he had the chance to coach me. But yeah, me and Coach Grinch, you know, we had a relationship previously to high school. You know, he recruited me even from Oklahoma to SC. So we had a, you know, relationship from me coming out of high school. But yeah, it started off, you know, I've had a great relationship with Coach Grinch. You know, he's been a great guy. You know, he's obviously taught me a lot, you know, just going in there and learning a lot, even from last season to this year. But yeah, I mean, I have nothing but great things to say about him. You know, I don't really want to, you know, talk bad about the man or anything like that. You know, it's just, you know, like you said, Coach Riley and, you know, some people wanted to change. But, you know, for me, getting a chance to play under him and stuff like that, too, I just feel like, you know, I'm just thankful he gave me opportunity coming off a, you know, big knee injury last year. So I'm just thankful he gave me an opportunity to even go out there and play. But, yeah, best of luck to him and his family and nothing but blessings.
And one of the moves, corresponding moves, is Taylor Mays gets elevated to be, you know, basically the safeties coach now. He's going to be on-field coach. What's it been like having him around, you know, an All-American safety, for you to kind of pick his brain? And, you know, what do you expect of him now being on as an on-field coach and being able to be more hands-on with the safeties now?
Honestly, I feel like I've seen T. Mays as an on-field coach this whole time I've been there, just because of, you know, how hands-on he is with the DBs. You know, you can always go in there. He's always in the film room, going there whenever, ask him whatever. Even at practice, you know, he'll tell you some things, you know, just whisper in your ear, like, hey, you know, look for this when you go back out there. So I just felt like, you know, I feel like all the DBs feel the same way about him, so where it's not going to be a, you know, a drop off or anything like that. I just feel like, you know, he's just going to step in and do a great job. And I just feel like the players have enough, you know, comfortableness with him to, you know, to listen to him. And, you know, obviously he's All-American. He did some great things. 3-time All-American here, has some great accolades. So I feel like, you know, even when he opens his mouth, everybody's going to listen and hear what he has to say. But I also feel like we have some other great coaches like Buki, Will J, you know, obviously Dante with the corners too. So I feel like, you know, we got a lot of guys that will help our DBs out and continue to help us elevate.
The crazy game on Saturday, you had a couple weeks in a row of crazy games. And now going up to Oregon, Autzen Stadium, I mean, it's going to be a you know, electric atmosphere. Any thoughts on this? And what's the sort of, you know, feeling in the locker room like? Obviously, you get a really tough loss. You had a chance to beat a top five team in the Coliseum. Now I got another good team kind of coming up there, another opportunity, like Lincoln Riley would say. What's kind of been the mood around here, and like what's the excitement level heading up to play a team like Oregon?
Yeah, I think everybody's everybody's fired up. You know, we didn't have the outcome that we wanted, but I feel like we played a great game overall as a team. Washington was a great team as well. So, I mean, when you play another great team, you never know what will happen in the beginning or in the end. But I feel like going into Oregon, it's just like another regular game. You don't have to try to think of it like, oh, we're playing a certain team or this team's just good, this team's not as good. You got to go into every game the same way. So I just feel like we're just going to be focused on our execution, try to do our job as best as we can to try to come out with the win for sure.
When you guys hear the news today, what's kind of the logistics there? Is it just a group text sent to everyone, like letting you know there's some news coming down type of thing? Or did you guys have a meeting? Because I know a lot of fans are just like, how does this happen when big breaking news, whether it be something negative like this or if there's something positive, like how do you guys find out about it? Or you guys find out from Twitter like the rest of us?
Yeah, they reached out to our team, but we should have a team meeting tomorrow to discuss further for sure.
What kind of then is the conversation between your teammates? Have you guys talked with anybody? Like, what do you guys kind of then chat about after you find out this news?
Well, I feel like, we still got a season to play. We still got some more games. It's not really much to even harp on now. It's kind of like, like he said, just a regular game week. We just treat it like as another game to – we all have, goals in this sport and goals in, this season that we have to achieve. So I just feel like that's what everybody's focus is, just, work on, playing Oregon this week.
A lot of times when there is a change made, it can create a spark with a team, it can be galvanized around something. Do you feel like that's a potential with this group that, this move, even though, you hate to see someone get fired or lose their job, that maybe it's a spark to create for the last couple games that, the defense with just a different voice leading the way can turn some things around and play a little bit better?
I wouldn't say it's a spark for the changes. I'll say it's just a spark that's been inside of us this whole time. We've been building since the offseason, ever since I came in January. The team, we added on certain guys as well, and everybody's on the same page. I just feel like we all been, stacking days trying to, like he said, achieve certain goals as a team. So I feel like it's not really a certain spark with the decisions that's being made. But, just to go out there, treat it like another game. Don't let anything, all the outside stuff going on, like social media, Twitter, and all those things affect us as a team. Because, all we have is each other on that field, especially stepping into the Wade Stadium as well. So I just feel like everybody's just going to be locked in on what we have to do as a team to, excel.
We had I posted a little bit earlier on the Peristyle over at uscfootball.com saying that you guys were going to be on here. You're both very popular with the fans. They posted some questions. Would you mind? If Shotgun, you have more, we can do that too. But okay, we can go through some questions if that's okay. If you guys don't mind,
sure. Yeah, see what they're talking.
So they have their screen names. So there's some funny ones in there. First one is from St. Joe River. He says, as an old NFL fan, I watched a lot of their uncle, Cliff Branch, the All-Pro. Have they watched film of him and any comments they have about his career as an All-Pro with the Raiders? SC is very fortunate to have these very talented young men. Sorry, I screwed that one up. From St. Joe River.
Yeah, I have got a chance to me and my brother actually got a chance to, hang out with him growing up as well. So we had a good relationship with him. As throughout childhood, but got a chance to watch a couple highlights of him, not necessarily certain film, but Coach Brown, actually one of our coaches has film on him because, he was at Colorado as well. So he got a little flash drive for me, got me right with it. I need to check it out because my computer doesn't take the flash drive. So I'm still trying to figure out a scenario, how to solve that. But I definitely do want to, get a chance to put that tape on and dissect certain things from his game because, he's a great. So definitely could learn a lot.
We're going to send you to the IT department, and then you're going to come back from after the Oregon trip. You're going to come back against UCLA and have a new move.
I'm telling you, man. He's gonna be like, where you get that move?
Out of that drive. 1980. SC Gig 1 want to know, is there any competitive rivalry between the two of you? How competitive are you two guys off the field, particularly?
Oh, for sure.
Mostly in, like, video games. Yeah. That's where I really get down, just video games. But, yeah, anything, like, little things around the house, But yeah, I wouldn't say, like, I would just say video games just because we don't really argue about anything or really like go head to head, but we do compete, like, especially on the field. But, you know, off the field, it's really just, we just get along. We don't really argue anything. So it's just mostly just smooth sailing. We just be chilling.
Especially on the field, though. Like, at practice when we do one-on-ones, I mean.
We go each other.
It's just me and him. each other. All right. Yeah, it's like that as we were kids, though. That's how I got good because, I mean, I started playing receiver my freshman year of high school, and he started playing DB his freshman year of high school.
Yeah.
So he was getting coached at receiver, or DB, I'm getting coached at receiver. And we just like going head to head, especially with COVID and everything happening as well. So we were just in the lab the whole time going versus each other.
That's kind of like what we used to, like, just, you know. I see him at practice. He see me in the line. Just like, we just match up every day.
I got to get line to third one.
Yeah.
Did you guys always get along, or were you like, when you're younger, fought more, or do you just always seem to be like, I mean, because you're pretty close in age, but is that.
Right. Usually brothers, it's either they're knocking heads or it's those two against the world, right? So it seems you two are more the latter.
Yeah, I feel like we was always tight as kids. Yeah. We never really argued. You know, if you got in a little small argument over something, like, man, he taking all the sauce. As a kid, you know, my dad actually used to have an hourglass that we used to have in our house. So if we over here acting up or arguing, he'll be like, flip the hourglass. We got to hold it in like a push-up position. Like a
push-up position.
Until it's all done.
Or like a wall sit or something.
So we like, man, let's be best friends.
No more holding it. Yeah,
that was it.
I'm going to take that for my future children, man.
It's going to get you right.
Yeah, I love that. Graxton wrote in and said, for Zion, what's the benefit of having your brother on the team this year while you're recovering versus – last year when you were recovering, when he wasn't there?
Just the physical presence of having him. And it was kind of the same for me just because of, you know, like I said, no matter where we at, we got the same bond, whether it's FaceTime. We was on the game talking like every night pretty much on FaceTime. Yeah, and he would come out for the game like every weekend after his game. So it was great, you know, just not seeing him. Not just getting the chance to see him was obviously the hard part, but now that he's here, it's kind of just, you know, like picking up where we left off at, and you know, it's been smooth sailing.
Sean Nelson want to know, this is for Zach. He said, and I would disagree a little bit with this question. He said, what are some of the things you'd like to see the offense do to be even more creative with how you get the ball? And he said, but the part I thought was interesting, he said, have you looked at any of the plays that USC used to get Adoree Jackson the ball when he was at USC and asked Lincoln to consider running something similar? Now, do you go to Lincoln at all and be like, coach, I got this idea? Like, because I don't know if you guys watched quarterback, you know, the series with Patrick Mahomes, and it was very interesting, kind of the dynamic between Mahomes and Reed and Kelsey and some of the other guys of how they create some of the plays and they design some of the stuff that they come up with in the offseason. And Andy Reed gives them kind of carte blanche, like, all right, we'll go try it in practice and see if it works. And if it works, maybe we'll throw it in there. Have you gotten to that point, or are you still a freshman, so you can't get there yet?
I mean, Coach Riley, you know, that's my guy. You know, just to get a chance to learn from him this whole freshman year so far, it's just been a blessing to be able to get the chance to elevate my game in so many ways. But that's all him, man. You know, I come into the meetings the next day, and it's like, okay, we got this play. I'm looking at it on the board like, let's do it then, man. So, yeah, I always go in there excited, you know, when he comes up with those type of plays. But I'm just looking forward to what's next. Who knows what's next, man?
After that play on Saturday, you never know.
Yeah,
you never
know. That was definitely a good one. Cilantro wrote in and said, were there always, for both brothers, were you guys always this talented at football, or was being competitive with one another an iron sharpening iron situation to get them both ready to go to USC?
I would say it's kind of both, really. Yeah. We always been talented, but, you know, talent only takes you a certain way or however far. But, you know, my dad, you know, my mom, they always just instilled in us, like, hard work and consistency gets you to where you want to go. And we set goals at a young age, you know, that we wanted to play here. And, you know, we just continue to work at it and work at it. Like he said, he just started playing receiver his freshman year of high school, and I played DB my freshman year of high school. So I just feel like, you know, we just continue to work and work and lurk. Like you said, iron sharpen iron, and just continue to go against each other. And that's how we got better and got more opportunities. But I just feel like it's really a mixture of both, you know, God-given talent ability and hard work and dedication and consistency.
So what were you playing before you became a DB, Zion?
I was a receiver.
Okay, so, yeah, so you guys were on the same receiver, side of the ball.
Yeah. We
Megatron.
Yeah. No, he asked to be a receiver. Yeah.
And how big of an influence was your dad? Is he was part of your training and everything growing up too, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We haven't got trained by anybody else. So everything you see right now is, you know, my dad. And then, you know, Coach Wiley, of course, getting into the college world. But, you know, everything building up into where we're at right now is all my dad, whether it's the speed, training side, the conditioning, the lifting, everything. So, you know, definitely to give a lot of credit to my dad. You know, he spent a lot of time, you know, studying the body. So I feel like he did a great job introducing us to recovery as well early on. You know, that's something that's big for us. You got to take care of your body. So that's something that's big for us. And, you know, all the things that he's instilled in us, like my brother said, my mom as well, they did a great job, you know, for us growing up. Definitely is something that, you know, I'm trying to repay him back for sure.
Well, you don't have to say that because they're in the next room, right?
You would actually say that. I'm telling you, man.
Okay. Just to make sure.
You're going
to
get them right, man.
I don't know if they're hearing it, but yeah.
Well, I saw the video of you guys, the training video of you guys, and just your warm-up. I was like, yeah, no, I don't think I can make it. I don't think I can make it.
I'm telling you, man.
People think it's sweet when they be like, all right, we're going to come train with you for today. I'll be like, all right, go ahead.
All right. Might be the last you see of them.
Trojan JJ had a question. It said, Zachariah, what's changed in the return game? Seems like it's been harder for you to break loose. And I would add to that, is it frustrating? Is it hard for you when they tell you, hey, we want you to fair catch it? You're so explosive. You can do so many things. Just like, oh, really, coach? You don't want me to give it a try? You know. So what's been different a little bit in the run in the return game these last few weeks?
Yeah. You know, I just feel like there has been – I don't say there's been a difference. I mean, I feel like the production may be a little bit – but I mean, we're just this close away from, you know, popping certain returns. I just feel like, you know, we can just improve as a whole unit. I feel like I can do a lot better on the return side of things. Just learning how to set certain returns up and where things might, you know, hit in certain angles. I feel like I can grow in that aspect a lot more. But you know, the fair catch thing, you know, whatever is best to help the team. If the coach want me to do that, then, you know, I'm going to do it. But, I mean, you know, I always want to make a play, man.
Which coach
says
is working?
The right thing, but he knows he wants the ball in his hands.
Which coaches are working? I know because there's not like an overall special teams coordinator like on staff. But who's working with you at, with the returns, either punt and or kickoff?
Yeah, punt return is Coach Hewitt and kick return is Coach McDonald.
Okay, so we actually get to see some of that when we go to practice because Hewitt will bounce those the exercise balls at you,
right? Defenders, man, they coming at you trying to get you, so you got to make a move quick.
Have you noticed teams kind of the way they attack the coverage? Has it been a little bit different from the beginning of the season?
For sure, yeah. I feel like in the beginning of the season, you know, we didn't really have too much film on us, so it's kind of easy to, you know, hit teams. They don't know what's going to be coming. We don't have too much to show. But later in the season, I feel like some teams did attack different methods. Like Cal, they had a certain method that they used to try to get their defenders downfield faster and leaving the ball in the air a little longer. So a lot of teams have been trying to do certain things, kicking it to certain sides, you know, trying to mess up. Like maybe it'll be a certain return they think's coming, and they'll kick it to the middle of the field, which mess up the – you know, the angle of where it's usually hit. So I feel like people are trying to, you know, use certain methods, but I feel like we've just been this close on a lot of those returns. We should be popping some real soon for sure.
Famoosh 22 said, I don't have a question, but he says, please let them know that the Trojan faithful support our players and to keep fighting on. So we just wanted to pass that.
Always fight on.
No, we're going to keep going.
Glycerin had a question, and before I ask, because I don't want to give away this, but he said someone else asked, "Do you guys have a favorite sibling duo in pro sports, past or present?"
Yep. Stephon and Trayvon Diggs. Yeah, definitely.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Stephon, both sides Trayvon. Of the ball that makes
definitely,
it.
Definitely, yep.
Yeah, for sure. That, they definitely are people that we look up to. Yeah. You know, especially I saw a couple of her videos. They got a tight bond just like me and him as well.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pretty tight. It's crazy. One's DB, one's receiver, so it's pretty much the same type of story, and they're doing things that we want to get to eventually here. So those definitely are some guys that we look up to for sure.
And that leads into Glycerin's question, which was, are you guys going to start your own podcast a la the Kelce brothers? Because they've had a lot of success, obviously, including Taylor Swift being involved.
I feel like when we get more time, like more free time, maybe in the summer or something, we might do like – you know, like some YouTube or something like that, you know, maybe some day in the life or something. But, yeah, I definitely feel like, you know, people want to see what we're doing and stuff. But, yeah, sometimes we just don't even have enough time. It's always
man,
on the run.
We be on the go. But
yeah, off season, yeah. We should have more time to be cooking up something, some ideas, new ideas and stuff like that.
Well, you can always you can always have them here on USCFootball.com if you guys
appreciate it, man. Yes, we know to go now.
Well, it's funny. We've been doing these a long time, but – it's when you see people, I've had so many former players like call me and say, hey, I want to start a podcast or whatever. And then I tell them sort of like what goes into it. And they're like, yeah, I don't think I want to do that. But just give me the consistency. But a lot of it is the chemistry, whoever you're listening to. So if you're listening to like a stock report, but there's two guys or two women or whoever it is, two people that you like listening to, and they seem to get along, you're going to listen to it. Like, yeah, I want to hear about the stocks, but right. You sort of get involved with them. You guys have great personalities. I think it would – doing a podcast or something like that, a video show, I think would work well just because the chemistry you guys have, obviously the bond since you were little kids right. together, I think that's something that would resonate with an audience that maybe cares about USC football, but then it becomes more about like kind of your relationship and like you said, a day in the life. I think it's something like that would work really well. So, you get some time in the offseason, you should probably do it.
Yeah, we definitely going to tap into that area for sure in the offseason.
And that all leads into more NIL for you guys based out there. You guys actually have a couple other NIL deals as well. You know, who else have you guys been working with and doing some stuff with?
We got a chance to do a couple things with C4, you know, the pre-workout company. Mm-hmm. You know, they have a lot of great things that you guys can get out there. You know, you want to get a little pump in, you know, you're trying to feel right before you get a lift. Definitely take that C4. We got a lot of things to go with, man. I've been taking that. I say, shoot, we did that for high school as well at Bishop Gorman. We had certain max days, so it's dudes in the locker room like, hey, let me get the fruit punch flavor, like a lot of different things. So that's definitely one that, you know, is something that we're proud of for sure.
Yeah. Other one we have, PH Water Company.
Yeah.
And what is it, the Stinger, a new energy company coming on too. It's called Stinger Energy Chews and stuff like that too. So, you know, just more, a few companies that have given us opportunities, have a few more. But yeah, you know, we're just thankful for those companies reaching out and, you know, giving us opportunities.
For sure.
How much is it talked about, like, in the locker room? Because, you know, this is, if you're talking about, you know, 3 years ago, everybody's on scholarship, you get a stipend, like, it's pretty much everyone's in the same boat. Well, now there's opportunities like a Caleb Williams can sign a bunch of different deals. You guys can have your own sort of deals. Has it impacted the locker room, I guess, at all? Like, knowing that everyone's kind of doing their own thing, they're making their own money as they're going through college and playing college football.
You know, it's always great to have this new addition. You know, coming into college football is definitely a blessing, you know, for players, because we do definitely do a lot of stuff, you know, whether it's preparing for the games in the offseason, in season, a lot of stuff behind the scenes that goes into it. So I feel like it's definitely an opportunity for us to, you know, capitalize at the athletes. But I wouldn't say that's our main focus in the locker room. You know, we got a lot of players that, you know, love the game of football, and we're just trying to get better as a team. So I don't feel like that's one of the things that we're really talking about too much. But, you know, we do joke around in there a little bit. Like, oh, damn, you got them on today? Like, oh, you got the NIL. So, you know, we definitely do joke like that. But, you know, we're still trying to focus on them goals for the season.
I can't imagine, like, the players, like, even someone from, like, 3 years ago coming in and going, Zion, I can't believe, like, there's the, oh, when I was here, we didn't have this and all, you know.
Yeah, you get a lot of that, Now you see the, you know, the pregame fits and stuff like that. It's kind of like, who's going to wear this week? So, you know, but, yeah, we always kind of joke with each other to see, you know, who got whatever on. But, yeah, we definitely be seeing some fits going on there in the locker room.
The Trojan Walk has become a fashion show as well. Out every time.
You got to every time.
Yeah, what's Taylor said to you about, you know, back in my day with NIL? I'm sure, because obviously him being a multi-time All-American, he would have had a bunch of offers and stuff.
Right.
What's he kind of mentioned about NIL to you?
Really, all he'd just be like, man, we used to wear team issue gear every day. But, yeah, you kind of see everybody walking around the facility like, you know, pretty much, you know, got some type of fashion on. But I do feel like, you know, it's, you know, credit to the coaches where they let us be ourselves, you know, and you just kind of see where everybody's fashion and stuff is at, and let everybody just dress however they want freely.
I don't know why Taylor said anything. Taylor would still be wearing the team issue stuff.
Still.
He is hilarious. Like, so he, before he joined the staff, he was coming in, he actually sat right here. He would do shows with us.
Right.
2 or 3 years ago, like, we would have, we actually did like a pregame, like, radio show, and he was on a lot, and it was good. He's his own cat. I mean, he's just so funny. Just like, his own, like, you know, ran one of the fastest times ever at the 40, and then, you know, but you, yeah, it's just, he's just such a unique personality. Just a great, that's great. But, like, man, as big as he still looks like he could play, he's big,
for sure.
A guy that size is that fast and stuff.
It's crazy.
We always be like, bro, how did you play safety? Like, it's crazy, but
not want to be hit by
that. Wouldn't want to be hit by that. I'm not going to lie.
He was one of those guys where you joke around, like, if you had to play, like, one person in, like, all 11 spots, like, he's not big enough to be a defensive lineman, but he's as close as you're going to get to be, like, he could still play corner.
Yeah.
The guy that could play corner and potentially, like, on the defensive line, like, he's about the only person you could do something like that
for with. Sure. Especially with his build and everything as well. It's crazy.
I always petitioned for Brandon Peely to get some corner reps, but that was just me. Oh,
Peely, my boy.
You know, talking about Taylor, and he's kind of his own character, we had a question. Do you think you guys can convince Caleb Williams into staying for one more season so you can get him around to throw you the ball a little bit more? I don't think it's going to happen at all, but, you know, you guys want to try at least?
Yeah, man. I mean, that would be great to have him, you know, for another year, especially the caliber athlete he is. And, you know, he's a great leader on our team. You know, I feel like he plays his heart out every game. You know, not everybody can say that. You know, going out there and, you know, you might end the game be like, dang, I left a little bit out there on the field. But, you know, I feel like he does a great job, you know, taking everything in his hands and doing everything that he can to, you know, help the team in that aspect of things. So it definitely will be a blessing, you know, to get a chance to play with a player like that, man. the stuff that he does in practice is crazy.
Yeah, we wish we could see a little bit more of
it's
that.
It's crazy, man. So
he did crazy stuff in the game yesterday. Like, put that guy in the spin cycle.
Nah, I told him on the sideline, I was like, bro, I don't know how you like thinking of that move, yeah, but you did it, though.
Had the defensive lineman tumbling over, doing somersaults.
He's special.
You know, he gets a lot of hate on social media and stuff. You know, he's crying on his mom's shoulder after the game. How do you guys view that? And you talk about how he leaves his heart out there, and that's how I view it, obviously. But, you know, when you guys see a teammate that is emotional after the game, how do you view it as a teammate? And, you know, what do you try to do to help them so that that doesn't happen the next time?
Nah, for sure, man. Like I said, man, I feel like he pours his heart out every time he steps on the field and gives his all. So I feel like that's where that emotion comes from. I mean, if you don't feel like that after a game, you know, especially in the position that he's in, you know, being a starting quarterback for our program, you know, trying to lead us in the right direction as well, I just feel like, you know, that's something that should be normalized. I mean, you know, having your emotions and showing your emotions like that on the field is just showing that you care so much about your team, you care so much about the game as well. So I just feel like that's, I mean, it's normal to me. You know, people cry after games, you know, certain experiences that they had that, you know, they didn't want the outcome to be what it was. But, you know, definitely feel where he's coming from for sure.
Yeah, you only get so many of these as well, as they always say.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
We got a couple more, and we'll let you guys go. I really appreciate the time being able to spend here. It's been a lot of fun just having you in studio.
That was great.
Randy 88 Moss for Zach. Why'd you stop running track after sophomore year, and do you plan on running at all in college?
Yeah, man. You know, just I feel like it just wasn't the right time, you know, with COVID and everything happening. You know, we had a lot of changes and everything with the track side of things. You know, some guys were leaving and everything. So I just felt like football was one of the focuses that I wanted to focus on at the time. I was still doing all track workouts on the conditioning side. My dad was, you know, having me, my brother, and a lot of the guys on our team who, you know, bought into that side of things as well and were on the track team. We still were doing every track workout just on the football field, same distance. So I feel like that's where, you know, the speed and everything kind of plays a factor for me and him as well. But I definitely am running track here. I committed before I came. I committed here for football and track, so I'm running track as well. I was supposed to run in January, but I had that unfortunate injury at the Polynesian Bowl. So I had to sit out for the indoor season and track, but I should be back, you know, once that outdoor season starts back up. I already been talking to, you know, the track coaches and a couple guys over there like, hey, man, let's get right, man. Let's do something special. So try to get my speed up.
Quincy Watts, he was my time. He was around my time.
That's telling it, you, yeah. Man, that's the guy right there.
Two-time gold medalist. Yeah, he's right. They just signed, like, the number one women's track recruit, I think, out of the state of Oregon. So,
oh, wow. Yeah. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Question from Knife 938, and you guys mentioned your positions in that, you know, Zion was Megatron as a receiver. So if you guys had to switch positions, you go to receiver, you go to safety, who would adapt better?
Me. I'm a natural. I'm a natural receiver at first. Just because, you know what, I'm going out there.
I'm going to give it to him.
Just throw it up. I'm just going to tell him, hey, throw it up.
I'm going to give it to him. Like, I mean, I think the only thing for me is like, I really cover it up?
Yeah.
But all I know is I'm not getting beat deep. So if you anything short, I'm jumping that. Like, it's cool. But I'm not getting beat deep. That's all I know.
Did you ever play DB? Like, have you done any of that?
I played DB a little bit. My last memory was when I played for the IE Ducks. I played a little bit when I first started playing for them. I played corner, so I'm out there, you know, lining up, strapping, man. You know what I'm saying? But offense was where I was at, so I just chose the offensive side. But, nah, yes. I'm not good at
this. I think offense suits you pretty well.
Yeah. All right, well, we got that one. It's funny. It's good that you guys agree, you know. Like, that's good.
You got it.
One last one. Prescott Trojan says, what are your goals at USC and for life after football?
Let's see.
Yeah, my goals for, you know, at USC, definitely want to do a lot of things. I definitely do want to win a national championship by the time, you know, we leave here. As a team, you know, I feel like we have a lot of players, you know, coming up, especially a lot of younger guys as well, who I feel like can develop into some special roles into our team as well. So that's definitely, you know, a team goal for me. I want to win a Blitnikoff, which is the best receiver in college football. I feel like I just want to show, you know, everything that I worked for, you know, growing up, up until this moment, just, you know, everything I got to offer, man. And then, you know, I always told Caleb this. I was like, man, I need to be the next Heisman, bro, at this university. So I always, you know, I try to talk to him a little bit about his experiences, you know, since he already did it, especially at this university as well. But, you know, that's another personal goal for me that by the time I leave here, I need it, man.
Yeah, as for me, yeah, like you said, some team goals, definitely, you know, national championship, conference championship, you know, it's going to be great going into this next conference. Got a new challenge, you know, got a big schedule ahead of us. Definitely excited for that. But, yeah, definitely just want to be a leader on my team, you know, want to lead this defense to, you know, a different level and to where I know that we can be. And, but, yeah, some personal goals, you know, the Jim Thorpe Award is something that, you know, that's really been on my mind since I was first started playing DB. I got a picture of it in my room. And, yeah, that's definitely something that, you know, I want to accomplish while I'm in college. And, yeah, definitely just to, you know, make as many connections as I can. You know, SC has a really, you know, big platform and a big family across the whole world. So I just feel like, you know, I just want to go out there, you know, I'm sure both of us want to, you know, make as many connections that we can that are, you know, lifelong and stuff like that too. But, and as far as like lifelong, you know, I just want to, you know, ride this thing out as far as, you know, God's plan is, you know, definitely we want to both play in the NFL and have, you know, long successful careers. But, you know, we definitely have some, you know, big goals and big things we want to do in life as far as traveling and just doing, you know, new things, new experiences and stuff like that too. But, yeah, we got a lot in store that we're looking forward to.
Yeah, and definitely to add on to that, like he said, for life after football, we like to give back to the community. So I feel like that's something that we could do along with traveling as well. Like, you know, as traveling to new places, you know, just spreading love and touching different areas of the world, you know, making an impact. Me and him have a voice crack, man. But me and my brother and my family, we started a foundation that focuses on homelessness in Las Vegas. So we should be having some events coming up soon during the holidays. We're planning on renting out, you know, like a restaurant, picking certain families, you know, with children as well. And then, you know, decking the kids out with presents and, you know, having a whole family with, you know, food that they can take and, you know, new clothes and everything like that. So I feel like that's something that, you know, is a lifelong goal for us to, you know, build certain homeless shelters and, you know, stop certain things, you know, on that side of things. And then, you know, real estate is something that we're interested in as well. So I feel like just building that side of things along with, you know, giving back and then living the dream with football, man.
So. That's awesome, guys.
And, yeah.
You know, you can get Taj to come cook for one of these events.
I'm telling you, man. We're going to have a little cookout.
Yeah, man.
What's the name of the foundation?
Branch Out Foundation.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah, definitely let us know. We'll help promote any events you guys have out there. We'd love to help out. You guys, you didn't say anything about podcasting in your future.
Hey, man, you know, that'd be natural, man. I feel real comfortable in here with y'all. So.
You're good. Well, Zach, do you remember? Is that right? You remember... at the Poly Bowl, I had you interview Roderick Pleasant.
I did. How'd I do?
You did good. You guys, it was funny. They were both shirtless, so you can guys go look it up. But yeah, I was like, that was good. Yeah, so Deuce was there, and you interviewed. Did a nice job, man. You know. So like, you were natural there.
I got to see my guy Rod this week.
Nice. Oh yeah,
be on the other side. I got a couple of speed round, I guess, or rapid fire. We got a couple of late questions. Just favorite past USC player.
I'm going Reggie, man.
Let's see. I got to go with DB. I'm going either.
You don't have to say Taylor just because he's coaching.
I think I might go Biggie, Iman Marshall. I just like how he played, just fearless, like go out there and playing with swag, confidence. You know, obviously, Adoree Jackson. We've had some great DBs, but yeah, definitely, you know, Biggie for sure for me.
Two of our favorites here. Love both those guys. Someone want to know, Zion, have you watched film on Ronnie Lott or Troy Polamalu? Obviously, football has adapted and shifted a little bit, but do you ever watch some of the old greats at safety and see if you can pick and pull anything away from their games?
Yeah, I've seen highlights and stuff like that too. I've seen a lot of highlights of, you know, Troy Polamalu, Ronnie Lott. Not as many on Ronnie Lott, but you know, those are two great, great players at the safety position. But usually I kind of watch, you know, film of, you know, newer guys that are in the league doing it now, just because of how much the game has changed, like you said, over time. But, yeah, definitely, you know, I don't want to discredit any of their great talent. But, yeah, most of my film watching is, you know, current NFL guys right now.
Any particular guy you'd like to study a lot?
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of, you know, Derwin James. And a new guy I really like is Jalen Petrie from the Texans. I really like how he plays. He plays fast. You know, that's kind of like somewhere when I get back on the field, it's like, you know, where I want to model my game after. But, yeah, definitely like where that guy plays at. Yeah.
A lot of stuff they used to do is illegal now, I guess. So
definitely. Yeah, it's changed a lot.
No, can't do that.
It's changed a lot, but yeah.
Can't do that one.
Ronnie Lott did cut off a finger in the middle of a game.
Yeah, so nah, them guys are different, man. Them dudes is different.
That's a dog, man.
What about outside hobbies? You guys talked about playing video games. Anything else you guys like to do? You know, you guys, it's so much school and football right now in your career, but is there something you guys like to do to just kind of get away from football and have a little peace of mind?
We used to play chess. I feel like we should be playing a little bit more. You know, my dad always said, let it simulate your mind. So that was something that, you know, me and my brother always did as kids. You know, we was in chess club playing kids, like, hey man, checkmate. So I feel like that's something that we can get. Yeah, nah, I'm like looking at the board, dance, don't say
checkmate
nothing.
Dance.
Checkmate. But that's something that we can get back into. And then, you know, I feel like we got into hiking a little bit.
Yeah, in the off season, we were doing a lot of hikes. Trying to,
you know, just seeing certain scenery. And
it just
kind of
grew on us just to see, like, nature, like, at its finest.
At the same time, you know, just having regular talks, you know, about life at the same time as you going upon these trails and everything. So I feel like that's something that, you know, sparked the interest for sure.
And definitely most of our time now recently, like, you know, going through the season and stuff, it's just recovery. Like, most of the free time, you just want to, you know, work on your body and stuff like that, too.
Sure.
So if you're not in the training room at home doing something, you know, either stretching or, you know, working on your legs, something like that, too, to get ready for the next day, just because, you know, how hard our practices are, you know, and it's really just demand on your body. So really, you know, obviously it's not off season right now, too. So if we're not doing school, we're definitely just, you know, trying to recover, get ready for the next day.
Any local peaks? I did a lot of pandemic hiking. I thought I liked it, but then I was like, I think I just like finishing it. I don't know if I liked actually doing it. Like, it was cool to get to the top of the mountain and be
like,
yeah,
accomplishment.
And to see the views too.
And
like certain waterfalls. I can't remember the name.
It was in Pasadena.
Was in Pasadena.
We went to some in Vegas. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah,
I don't think the coaches will let you, but there's some great ones in Oregon as well. Coach, I gotta take a couple of hours.
Get away, right? Get in the hike, man.
I got two more for you. Someone asked about the trick play, and they said, "Is there any extra nerves before a trick play? When you hear the play call come in, do you get a little nervous? And, you know, does it feel like there's kind of a big secret that you're about to let the world in on?"
Nah, man, I didn't really get nervous, but I actually wasn't in the game at first, and then they called the play. I'm like, okay, that's the play where I do the pitch. So I'm like, okay, I guess we're going to do it. So I went out there, and then I lined up. You know, the outside receiver got his alignment. I scooted in a little bit, like, okay, am I in the right spot, just to make sure. But, you know, when you go out there, you just got to be real calm. You can't really think, like, okay, what if this goes wrong? Because then that's when something's going to go wrong. Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like once you're always on the field, you got to play confident. If you don't play with confidence, then that's when things start plummeting. So, everything you do, you just got to play confident. So, I'm like, hey, I'm about to get this ball. I'm going to hit him with speed. They're going to be like, oh, he's going to go this way. I reverse field because, you know, I mean, that's the type of player I am. If I don't see nothing, I'm going to just reverse field and see if I can make something happen. So, it was real realistic. Smart play call by Coach Riley. And then, you know, watching the play develop as Caleb, like, he didn't really move off the spot.
Yeah.
Like, he just backed up, and it was just perfect. So we was on the sideline, like, hey, we did that.
Are you immediately kind of looking up at the replay after it happens?
No, I looked up for sure, because like I said last time, when I heard the crowd, like, oh, I thought I messed up the pitch. I was like, no, couldn't do that. And then, once we saw it on the board, we was like, that looked like a sweet play right there. So
definitely was.
We were proud of that one on the side.
And the last one, I just came from USC Baseball. And someone want to know, if you could pick a walk-up song like baseball, what would your walk-up song be?
A walk-up baseball song?
Like if you make a big play and they just start, all right, when you make a big play, they play your song. What would your song be?
Dang. Make a big play.
I might just go Skrilla by Kodak Black. You know, I feel like that's pretty much like the song we walk out to after the game, too, or before the games, too. We kind of got like one song that everybody, you know, listen to before the game. But yeah, definitely that song for me. Yeah.
I feel like it wouldn't be like if you made a play, I'd be like, maybe you coming in like somebody else's house, and it'd be like the song that's like, walk in your trap, take over your trap. Maybe that one. So you like,
yeah, something.
We here, man.
Zach just shows up at your house and suddenly he's playing.
Takes control of your speakers.
Just
boom.
Literally every time he walks in, somebody, he's like, he comes in the apartment, he's like, let me see your aux cord real quick. I gotta play my song before I can walk in.
That's how it be.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we really appreciate it. It's been a lot of time. Man, it was like almost an hour we were chatting, so it goes by fast.
Yeah.
It goes by fast.
Didn't even feel like it.
No, it's good. And testament to you guys, because you guys do a great job. So we really appreciate it. Looking forward to seeing you next couple weeks. Zachariah and Zion, hopefully, wishing you a speedy recovery and get back out there and see you again. See the number 8 there flying around in the defensive backfield again.
Yes, sir.
Thank you guys so much for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Appreciate
you guys for having us. Thanks for having us.
You guys want to get a little fight on for like a different screenshot?
Oh, we got to.
Yes, sir.
We need to get screenshots. All right.
Little thumbnail.
All right, that's Shotgun Spratling down there. We got the Branch Brothers over here. I'm Ryan Abraham. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. It was really a lot of fun. Thanks again to House of Victory for setting it up, and we will talk to you all next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.